Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, tax time is almost upon us in the U.S., and it's time to file our taxes. Did you know that there are organizations who will help you file your taxes at no cost? Did you also know that the IRS has forms and documents in accessible formats for the visually impaired? Well, that's what this show is all about.
We'll speak with Daryl Eaton, a blind man who works at the IRS, about these and other services that can assist the visually impaired. And towards the end of this program, Pete will demonstrate the IRS2Go app. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip is, check out how accessible the IRS has made their webpage, their tax forms, their instructions, and other documents. What follows is one of the videos the IRS has posted to YouTube.
It's tax time again with Lex the Service Dog.
A male service dog primps by licking his paw and smoothing his hair. He answers using American Sign Language.
Lucy?
Hi, Lex. I need your help.
Is that bulldog Bruno chasing you again?
No. Well, a little, but never mind that. My owner is visually impaired, and she needs help with her federal taxes.
You've come to the right dog. I happen to know the IRS has lots of accessible tax information online for people with disabilities. Let me show you. Go to irs.gov and locate the accessibility link. The accessibility page is your gateway to hundreds of valuable tax products in Braille, in text, accessible PDF, large print, and HTML. You can also find videos in American Sign Language, resources for veterans with disabilities, tax assistance, information about tax benefits, and more.
Wow! IRS.gov has a lot of information. But where should my owner start?
I'd say the page of disability-related tax products. Here you'll find lots of helpful publications, including Tax Highlights for Persons with Disabilities. She can access the latest information through IRS social media. There's an IRS2Go app for smartphones, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr.
Lex, you're terrific.
Thanks. But what's really terrific is what the IRS provides people with disabilities. Is that Bruno?
I've got to go. See you at the dog park, Lex. Bye. Oh, and thanks.
Lex waves.
Tax time just might be my favorite time of year.
IRS.gov.
So hang around, and in the rest of the show, we'll fill in all the details.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
eSight, maker of digital eyewear designed to help improve vision for people with low vision and legal blindness. The technology can be used to read, see faces, and explore the world. More information is available at eSightEyewear.com. Turning now to our low-tech item, let's meet Daryl Eaton.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Daryl Eaton with the IRS. I work with the Alternative Media Center. The Alternative Media Center makes information accessible for people with disabilities, and I have been an analyst with the AMC for approximately 10 years.
Do you have any visual impairment yourself?
Yes, I do. I am a totally blind person.
And what was the cause of your blindness?
I have macular degeneration.
So you've been blind since before you got to the IRS, or did that develop while you were there?
No, it was when I was a kid at approximately 10 years old.
So you presumably were schooled in Braille?
Correct. I attended the School for the Blind in Raleigh, North Carolina, Governor Moorhead School, and I learned Braille and went all the way through high school there.
That's neat. Usually macular degeneration happens when you're older, but I guess sometimes it happens when you're young also.
Yes. My brother and I both have a version that affects children. It's actually called Best disease.
So I assume that's genetic, and the fact that one of you had it made it more likely that the other one has it?
Yes, we both were diagnosed with the same thing.
Wow. I can't imagine having two blind children.
Well, you know, my parents were very supportive, and they managed to do a good job with us. We're both adults now, obviously, and are living, you know, fully successful lives.
I think that's a big thing, how supportive the parents are. I give a lot of credit to my parents for raising me to be independent and giving me the support I needed and, you know, telling me I could do anything I wanted, essentially.
Absolutely. That is so important, to have that support.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. How did you get involved in the Alternative Media Center at the IRS?
You know, I started at IRS as an IT person, as a technology support person. And one day I was speaking with one of the directors that had come to visit, and she was asking me questions about the new assistive technology that I had just gotten. And I was talking to her about the fact that it was great technology, but it was not working with the information that was on our public website, specifically with the PDF forms and that kind of thing. And she said, well, you know, we have a project in place right now to correct some of the issues that we're having with these forms. Would you consider coming to Washington, D.C. and working with us to make this information accessible for users of assistive technology? And at that time, I was in Sacramento, California. So I came for what's called a detail for about 4 months and worked with the project. I loved it, and I've been here ever since.
Well, so you were the ideal person to put in that job so you could develop the accessibility of your websites and other media as a user.
Right. We work with contractors who actually do the work. Some of them are actual government employees, but I don't do as much with actually making the information accessible. I'm more of a tester than an actual creator.
And we've mentioned this so many other times on this show in the past that it's often so nice when you have someone who is visually impaired actually working to make the technology more accessible and or developing the technology. And somehow, if they're developing it and they're visually impaired and they have to use it, it's going to work in the end analysis, isn't it?
Well, and it's nice to know that the people in charge recognized that it's important to have someone like Daryl on the team.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is the accessible tax forms and assistive services for people with disabilities that the IRS provides.
We have many international listeners around the world, and we keep on referring to the IRS, but we didn't say what it was.
Oh, yes. The IRS is the Internal Revenue Service.
And that's the governmental agency in the U.S. that collects taxes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the one we all love.
Yes.
So you said you're working for the Alternative Media Center. Can you describe its basic function?
The IRS Alternative Media Center provides accessible information for employees and taxpayers who need tax information in an alternative format.
And that's for more than just blind people, right?
For the most part, our customers do tend to be blind. We have information on the site that can be used by folks with other disabilities. For example, our Braille information can be used by someone who is deafblind. But I would say for the most part, our information is being made accessible for people who cannot work with print.
How does a person get this alternative information from the IRS?
Well, we are very happy to say that all of our products can be gotten through our mainstream channels. If you want a hard copy of a Braille form, you can get that by calling the 800 number, 800-TAX-FORM, 829-3676. You can also get hard copies of our Braille and large print instructions and publications through the same channel. All of our information is available for download from the accessibility page on irs.gov.
When you talk about providing this information in Braille, you don't mean that people can get any tax form and any booklet that goes along with these. That sounds like a lot of information.
You can get that in Braille. Yes, you can actually get a hard copy version of it, and you can get the large print also.
Wow. Oh, I'm impressed. I had no idea that that was available. I guess it's a good thing we've interviewed you so other people will know.
Yes.
So I assume you have like the main forms, the 1040, Schedule A, Schedule B, already set up and ready to go and ship out if somebody calls and requests one. What if somebody asks for some form that you don't already have in Braille? How long does that take?
If it's ready to go, if it's been converted to an alternative format, we usually can ship it within like 72 hours. If it has to be made accessible, it can take slightly longer depending on, you know, the complexity of the form, because our products do go out to contractors to get the work done.
So I'm curious, the 1040 is basically two sides of a sheet of paper in really small print with lots of boxes. How big is that in Braille?
Just to give you an example, it can be quite large. Pub 17 is approximately 19 volumes in Braille.
19 volumes?
19 volumes of Braille, yes.
Oh my gosh, that's as tall as I am.
And Pub 17 is what?
Publication 17 has just loads of tax information that's available.
Publication 17 is essentially the rules written out.
It is. It's a major publication that contains tax information. It's very comprehensive.
So you want to think about it twice before you order that one and it shows up on your doorstep.
Do you actually make the tax forms in Braille and then people enter their answers on the Braille form? How does that work?
The Braille form is used strictly for research. A person cannot file taxes using the Braille form. To file, what we have available is the electronic version of PDF. PDF files can be completed and printed and filed with total independence by a person using assistive technology. So the Braille is not for filing. The Braille is strictly for research and knowing what's on the form.
And then part of your job is testing the PDF form to make sure that it works with all the major screen readers and magnifiers and stuff?
Correct. Exactly.
I assume you do a good job of that, so we can all trust you.
We like to think that we do a good job with it. We test with screen readers. We have JAWS that we use here at IRS, and we do know through other sources that it works well with the Windows screen reader. It also works well with refreshable Braille displays, and it can work with voice activation software such as Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Oh, that sounds pretty flexible. So you mentioned two of the most popular commercial screen readers. I'm wondering if it works with the free and open source NVDA screen reader.
We can't say that it doesn't. We just haven't tested it with those.
You can't test everything.
Right. We would like to be able to.
But the testing is so important, as you say, because although we assume our assistive technologies and our screen readers make everything accessible on a computer, PDF forms in particular, that sometimes things just don't work as well as you'd expect, and the PDF isn't created to be compatible with some of the features of the screen reader. So it really is important to test it, make sure it works with these screen readers.
And test it before people start trying to use it. So make sure it's working day one when people start trying to use it.
So you make this sound perfectly seamless. Have you run into any particular challenges making the tax forms and other information accessible?
Well, actually, I can think of a couple of challenges that we have. The big challenge, of course, is that most of the tax information for IRS gets revised every year. And although the information is made available at staggered intervals, it's still a monumental task to manage making all those products accessible during the filing season. The other challenge in terms of accessibility has to do with the number of forms that we work with. And as you can imagine, the forms have fillable fields, they have checkboxes, they have graphic content that has to be dealt with. And even with the simplest of form, you know, we have to make sure that all the fields have meaningful labels for people who are using assistive technology so that they enter accurate information.
So you talked about these online electronic forms in PDF format that a visually impaired person can fill out. Are these the same forms that a sighted person would fill out, or are these somehow adapted specially for visually impaired people?
The forms look the very same. The only difference is that if a person who is using a screen reader opens a form, then it instantly starts speaking.
So I know unemployment is rampant among people with visual impairments, and that puts them in lower tax brackets. And we have some friends who are retired scientists, and they volunteer with this program where volunteers can assist low-income people filling out their tax forms. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We are very happy to say that we have our VITA program. VITA is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, but it is a free tax preparation service, and all of the volunteers are certified by IRS to assist anyone meeting the requirement in filling out their taxes.
And how would someone find out about that and where to go for that service?
If you go on to the IRS.gov website, you can search on the VITA information, and it'll show you who's in your area that can help you with this service.
And we should note that in addition to the VITA services that the IRS offers, there are many local organizations, community organizations, that offer similar tax assistance services, sometimes without any financial or earnings limits. So you might check into that to see if there are those kinds of services available in your community if you need some help with your taxes.
So how we found out about the IRS providing accessible services was about a year ago. We got a note from somebody at the IRS that they had found out about our show. And they said, hey, it's almost April 15th. Can you put in a little thing telling people that the IRS has accessible forms and stuff? And we said, well, you know, we record way in advance, and we had already recorded through March. And we thought it was a little late, but we did put in a little clip. So we arranged to do this show when everybody's getting their beloved 1099s and W-2s and all of that stuff. How does the IRS promote their accessible information and other services for the disabled besides calling us?
The IRS partners with several different organizations, advocacy groups, who cater to people with disabilities. And some of those organizations include the American Council for the Blind, the National Library Service, the National Disability Institute, and others, the National Federation for the Blind. All of these organizations distribute information electronically, and that helps us tremendously to be able to, you know, get the word out. Because as you know, when something is electronic, whether it's a newsletter or what, it can often end up in other resources. For example, some of our information at one time ended up in a bowling newsletter that, you know, that we had no idea even existed. So there's a tremendous advantage to being able to distribute information in this way. We also attend conferences where we can promote our information and talk about what we have available. We also have been using YouTube to put information out there.
Do you make use of other social media like Facebook and Twitter and some of these novel methods of reaching people too?
Yes, we are very happy that we're, you know, getting the word through these resources also. You can follow us through Twitter, through Facebook, through Tumblr. We also have an IRS To Go app that works with any smartphone.
And what does that do?
It allows you to go onto the IRS.gov webpage, and there is video information that's available that tells you the latest, you know, tax information. I encourage you to go out and download it.
And we'll be doing a demonstration of the IRS's IRS To Go app in just a couple of minutes.
So that's great. It sounds like you guys do a fair amount of outreach and networking, and it's tough to reach the blind community because they're so spread out.
Yes, that is true, and it's been quite a challenge, but we are becoming better at it. And like I said, the electronic newsletters and the things that are available online have helped us tremendously in getting the word out there.
We will have links in the show notes to the proper URLs for their sites on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and to the IRS To Go app and Tumblr. You've been really, really informative. Is there anything we neglected to ask?
No, I think you covered it all. I would just like to emphasize once more that, you know, the IRS is definitely committed to having the resources that a person with disability would need to file taxes and meet his or her tax obligation. And I just wanted to mention one page on the site that we included as a direct result of feedback from the customers is our disability related products page. And on this page, we have specific publications and forms that are related to people with disabilities, tax credits that you would get for, you know, having a disability, specifically publication 907, and there are others up there. So little tidbits like this are, we, you know, consider to be very valuable to the community with disabilities. Feel free to look at that. Like I said, give us feedback, and we definitely take that to heart.
Now for this week's final item, here's Pete demonstrating the IRS's IRS To Go smartphone app.
So let's open the IRS To Go app on the iPhone and take a quick tour.
IRS To Go.
So the first thing we'll notice is at the bottom of the screen, there are four tabs, and they are, if I flick left to right.
Selected, refund status, tab, 1 of 4.
Refund status.
Payments, tab, 2 of 4.
Payments.
Free tax help, tab, 3 of 4.
Free tax help.
Stay connected, tab, 4 of 4.
And stay connected, which is additional help and information that is useful. Now, if I double tap on the refund tab, I'll be brought to a page where I can enter my Social Security number and find out information about the status of any refund that I might be owed based on my taxes. The next tab is the payments tab.
Payments, tab, 2 of 4. Selected, payments, tab, 2 of 4.
And in that dialog, you'll see items such as
pay directly from your bank account. If you're an individual taxpayer, IRS Direct Pay offers you a free, secure payment method button. Double tap to go to Direct Pay website.
So if I double tap on that button, I'll be brought to a location where I can enter information on making payments directly from my bank account to the IRS. But if I don't want to do things that way, I'll go down the page a little bit more and I'll find
pay with your debit or credit card. Choose an approved payment processor to make a secure tax payment online or by phone button. Double tap to go to pay by card page.
And if I double tap on that button, I'll be brought to a page where I can set up payment by my credit or debit card or do the whole transaction by phone. And further down the page,
can't pay now, need more payment options, or want additional information? Visit our payments website at irs.gov/payments. Double tap to activate link.
And if you double tap on this item, you'll be brought to a page where there's more information about other payment options and how you can straighten out your taxes. So that was the payments tab. And the third tab on the bottom of the screen is
free tax help, tab, 3 of 4.
Free tax help. That would be nice. Let's double tap that and see what we get.
Selected, free tax help, tab, 3 of 4.
If I go down the page, I'll see
double tap to search using current location button.
So if I double tap this button, what it will do is find places in my area where there are people who will help prepare my taxes for free. And this is based on the geolocation of where my phone is at the time. But if I want to find help someplace else for a friend in another city or someone else that needs help someplace else,
enter ZIP code. Double tap to edit search field.
There's a place where I can enter a zip code for a different location. So let's try searching for someplace by hitting that first button.
Double tap to search using current location button. Double tap to search using current location dimmed. Double tap to search using current location button.
And when the search is done, if I drag my finger down the screen, I'll find places that can help me prepare my taxes for free in my area. So for example,
action for a better community for 9 Stone Street volunteer prepared and self-prep Rochester, New York 14604 distance 9.6 miles button. Double tap to go to provider's details page.
This organization has a bunch of volunteers who will help people prepare their taxes for free. And if you double tap on this button, you'll be brought to a page where there's more information about this organization. And they'll let you know if you need to make an appointment, if you need to call first before coming down. And you can just tap on the buttons on that page and you can directly make a phone call or find directions to the location. And if I move down this page further, you'll find that there are several other locations offering similar services in my area. So it's a matter of picking the one you might like to go to. And the final tab that we find on the bottom of the screen is
Stay Connected, tab 404.
Stay Connected. So let's see what's there.
Selected, Stay Connected, tab 404.
So I'm just going to start at the top of the screen and flick right and see what we see.
Twitter button. Double tap to go to IRS Twitter website.
So you can connect with the IRS via Twitter. If I flick again.
Tumblr button. Double tap to go to IRS Tumblr website.
I can connect to the IRS via Tumblr.
YouTube button. Double tap to go to YouTube page.
And this will bring me to a YouTube page where there are some videos and more information that might be useful in helping you preparing your taxes or knowing what to do. I'll flick right again.
Subscribe to Tax Tips button. Double tap to go to subscribe to Tax Tips page.
And here I can subscribe to get tips on taxes, which is kind of nice. And the final button on the page is
Contact Us button. Double tap to go to Contact Us page.
This will bring you to a page where you can find the locations for your local IRS branches. You can find phone numbers to various branches of the IRS to find exactly what you want, and you can get other kinds of assistance. So that's basically a quick tour of the app, and you can see that it's designed to give you access to some of the more common questions that you might have and ways of getting more information if you want more information. And one of the real benefits here is if you need help preparing your taxes or just want help preparing your taxes done by some volunteers who will do it for free in your area, you can find out where you can do that and have a bunch of choices from which to choose.
Boy, it sounds like that app can provide all the information you need, or at least directions on how to get to all the information you'll need.
It's pretty handy. And also, if you're looking for any of the other resources that we mentioned in the show, we have links to all of that and contact information in the show notes associated with this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for show number 1609. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about the NFB Newsline app for iOS devices. A few years ago, we talked about the phone-in NFB Newsline service. Well, Scott White, the director of NFB Newsline, is back, and this time we'll be talking about how you can get all of the same functionality, only probably a lot easier, on your smartphone. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com at Eyes on Success, or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.